is the awareness that we are streaming in life, almost like when you stream in a TV or a program or whatever. It's like you're picking up those signals. Now, when I say picking up those signals, those energies that are coming through are just fantastic. So we're picking up our signals of our mastery, of our true essence, of our true awareness. So we want to remember that they're saying, like, as we tumble in. So in other words, we're going about life, and what we're really doing is living our consciousness. So as we tumble in, as we extend ourselves to our true destination, our true aspiration, the destination is not the form. The destination is our true privilege in terms of our provisions. In other words, what we receive, what we see, how we open. Hi, Rebecca. If you can mute your side for us, that would be quite lovely. And Miss Anna, as you join us, there we go. As we open to our true canvassing, as we open to our true perspective, in English, we're breathing in life. We're changing our lives through our own consensus, through our own divine union. So as we open up to receive these riches, to receive these gestures, to receive these measures of kindness, this is very relevant. We're learning how to be kind to self. We're learning how to self-regulate. We're learning, in essence, how to bring forth that mastery. And so we're not waiting on anyone else. You're not waiting on the boss to approve. You're not waiting for even your next great hurrah in terms of what it is you want to establish and for. What you're waiting on is your, and this is essential, you're waiting on your own good privilege. In other words, what you're willing to consent to. Because as you receive that new framework, that new perspective, that, oh my gosh, it's like I got ching, ching, ching. As you receive that new perspective, you bring forth that good awareness. Sorry. Come here, buddy. Come here. You bring forth that good awareness. Because we offer itself to our, I can't get those words, probably because of the dog. Yes, why don't you come join us, and then I will not be distracted. My love, come, join the party. So we offer ourselves to that good privilege. In English, we are the ones that are bringing forth our own benevolence. We're not waiting for the next good opportunity in the outer, in the external, because this is a dream state. We offer it to ourselves. So guess what that means? It means that there is nothing in our way but our own consensus or our own, they're showing me like desolate, like not water in sight, like you're in the Sahara Desert, there's no water in sight. We bring our own canteen. We bring forth our own prosperity. Now, this is very exciting because that means we're not waiting on the right election results. We're not waiting on family members to get it together. We're waiting on our own agreement, on our own consensus. So we're in control of the score sheet. We're in control of the balance sheet. We're in charge of when we bring forth that Christ destination, that Christ union. So as we will receive our bliss, now bliss, they're really emphasizing that bliss because they kind of mean to startle us a little bit. In other words, we're coming here, many of us instilling the scarcity principle, we're just trying to get by. Well, just a few crumbs will do. If you could just throw some crumbs over this way, like I'll be fine, I'll be on my way. That's not what this is about. This is about bliss. This is about moving into the sunshine. And when I say that, I literally have, it's like raining energy of light. So just imagine this like pouring of light, just imagine something pouring, but it's light. Light, and we are the ones receiving. We are the ones saying yes. We are the ones permitting this new lifestyle. So this isn't where we're going to have a lot of others agreeing, because they don't understand what it is that we're entitled to yet. So it's like most are still functioning out of this old paradigm. And a lot of our energy is functioning out of that old paradigm, but in the past, because as we afford ourselves the new provisions, as we afford ourselves the new allocation. So the allocation is, I literally had this like barricade thing where it was just moved. It was just moved. We give ourselves permission to excel, to advance, to allow ourselves bliss. So bliss is we come into consensus with our own divine union, with our own partnership. We, in essence, forgive ourselves. We release all that false fantasy. So we've been dreaming scarcity. We've been dreaming separation. So what we're opening to is our understanding of our holiness. So this is, there's no separation between ourselves and anything it is that's our next divine appointment. So whatever it is we're now entitled to, whatever it is that it's our next entryway, it's our next establishment, we are already one with it. They're showing me interlocking. We are already there. We've placed our energy there. It's sort of like hold my spot. Or so you know, like if you want something and there's only one left in the store, you can energetically hold it for yourself. It's like you cover it with white light and it's like, all right, I'm holding that. We are coinciding with our loveliness. In other words, we're stepping out in faith and finding our due placement. So our very next step, it's already a done deal. It's already completed energetically. Energetically, our